I think that football, yes, does play a big role in bringing people together. I think that it's a common denominator. Having worked in Africa with the kids, if you bring a ball, then you already get 5, 6, 7 kids around you. I think that football should not be overlooked in bringing about peace, because once there is a football, people come out and they cheer. They cheer for the team or they cheer against the team, so because there's always a side that you're going to cheer for. And I think it brings also pride and honor in a way. People want to win, but at the end of the day, it is not win at all costs, because you're always going to, at the end of the day, the people can shake hands, and then that can also promote peace, because you have to know that it is a sport. You can play for 90 minutes and we can be bitter rivals, but afterwards you can be able to shake hands.
Have you seen this in action in Zambia?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that football, Zambia is one of the most peaceful countries in the world. We have a fantastic leader, President, His Excellency Edgar Chakwa Lungu, the President of Zambia. He's always been at the forefront, trying to bring all the different tribes together so that there's only one Zambia and one nation.
So the European Championships are taking place in France at the moment, and we haven't seen a lot of peace in terms of the fans of some rival nations. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's been difficult to see for people like us who are soccer lovers. We always look forward to a big tournament like the Euros, or with all the fantastic players that they have. We always think that it is important that only football does the talking. Our point was thinking maybe there should be a dialogue between the FA and the travelling supporters, so that they can have a meeting, so that they can be able to see that, yes, whilst, for example, the Portuguese or the English are on the field trying to represent their country, then the supporters also should be at good behaviour. But that is a dialogue that has to be opened, because I don't think that the football associations, they can be able to control people who come from all different walks of life with a different work background to come and support their national team. So it's something that has to be looked upon.
It's also hope that sports and football can help promote the sustainable development goals. Is it going to be easy to make that link? Is it going to be easy for people to understand that link?
Yes, you can be able to help to sustain the development goals. I think that the country, when it is healthy and in motion, it is always helped that there's stability and there's peace. So this is important for the governments and the powers that be, that they can be able to promote the goals. It is much easier when there's stability and there's peace, then it is much easier for us to gradually promote the sustainable developments.